We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
Steal by Penson, a run out to the rack. He flushed it. Mizzou by 7, matching their biggest lead of the game.
Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
And good evening and welcome to the final edition of Tiger Talk for this season. We're operating from Zimmer Radio Group here in Columbia. I'm Mike Kelly. Missouri's Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk, will be with us for the first half hour. We'll hear from Konzo Martin a little bit later in the show, and we'll close the show with one of Missouri's really good people in terms of sponsors, and that would be Greg DeLine of DeLine Holdings. He'll talk about his sponsorship and why Mizzou Athletics, in a partnership with the athletic department, is important to Greg DeLine and his companies. Tiger Talk presented each and every week by Say Insurance, and we are not at Cheerleader Pub and Grill as we would normally be, but we thank them for their support throughout the course of the season, and we look forward to returning there coming up next year, beginning in August, I should say. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare, and also Shelter Insurance, and Central Bank is your hometown bank. It's the only place for Tiger checking. You can open it today at www.centralbank.net. Shelly Kofsky is running things for us back at the headquarters of Learfield IMG in Jefferson City. Mike Mayfield is with us, and our special producer, Mr. Scotty Cox, is also hanging out with us tonight. But first, let's say good evening to the Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk. It's always great to see you. These are certainly unprecedented times, aren't they?
Yeah, I was looking forward to this week and being at Cheerleader Pub and Grill and having a good cheeseburger and getting on the radio. But things change, and a lot has changed in the past week.
It has been a fluid situation throughout, and we're going to go back and chronologically talk about things and the way the week unfolded in Nashville. But I want to begin with just, are there any updates from the NCAA, from the SEC, or from your offices today in regards of how athletic departments across this country and within this conference are now responding to COVID-19?
What we've been doing as a conference, and Commissioner Sankey's been doing just an outstanding mm-hmm. job of just coordinating everyone and keeping everyone together. We've been doing daily phone calls, conference calls, and where he's able to update us from the Autonomy 5 discussions he's having, the NCAA discussions he's having, and then we're sharing information on how each of our campuses are dealing with this and how we're making plans and moving forward. But this one's an interesting one. People have asked, I made the comment, someone said you didn't go to AD school for this, mm-hmm. and really, we learn from our experiences, but there's no experience like this. The 9/11 was a unique, terrible thing that happened. But after a week of cancellations, everyone wanted us to participate. This is just the opposite, where no one wants anyone to participate and to disperse. And so how long that that goes on, we're not sure. And we haven't reached the new normal yet. So that's a reason for always, I guess, taking in information and then deciding what to do from there.
Well, and you've got a big family that you have to take care of. It's not only a group of coaches, but it's some 500 student athletes that you watch over each and every day. And to be able to effectively communicate with them and keep them calm during these times is very important, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the student athlete welfare is at the core of what we're trying to do. And as far as communication, those that wanted to go home, we made the decision to extend till April 15th. And actually, we've talked about where do we go from there. And we've made a recommendation to the presidents, and they meet again tomorrow over the phone. But, you know, just understanding we're having our coaches and staff communicate on a regular basis, obviously, with them, with each of our student athletes, and then letting us know how many from football are going to be staying on campus, and track and field. We've had those meetings. Track and field had their meeting earlier, and I understand about 30 student athletes will be staying in our facilities. And so from there, we have to have dining hall, medical training, those areas open. But we've all agreed through the SEC that the facilities aren't open other than those necessary for those vital operations.
What about dormitories on campus?
Dormitories on campus, from what I understand, they're keeping them open. There's about, I had heard, I had thought it was down to 400, mm-hmm. but I had heard a number like 2,000 were still around, and students that were still around. So we'll see. Maybe that 400 was over spring break that had planned mm-hmm. to stay. So, but they're keeping them open. Dining halls are open, and I think they're condensing as far as dining halls. And we're doing the same this week, actually, and condensing where we're giving out food. We're doing grab and go so that kids aren't congregating and being in too many in one place. And medical training, we'll be in the south end zone and in the Matsy, and I think we'll limit it to that.
It's a fascinating time. The CDC today recommended an eight week ban or moratorium on events. The White House came out this afternoon and said limiting things to 10 or less. And again, as we talked about from the outset, the information, the guidance continues to change on a daily basis. A week ago, it was almost on an hourly basis, maybe even minute by minute. But certainly today, it certainly is more of like an hourly basis.
Yeah, and we'll be continuing to monitor. We've been the league and the NCAA and us as far as Mizzou, you know, have been taking our cues from the Center for Disease Control and talking to officials and making sure that we're following and being doing all we can basically to limit the access of this virus and try to make it as try to reduce the severity of it and the scope of it and athletics. We're just naturally a place where people gather and want to be around and so stopping those was very important, and I think that's done a lot to curb the national epidemic.
That's Missouri's Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk. I'm Mike Kelly. This is Tiger Talk. We're operating from the studios of the Zimmer Radio Group in Columbia. When we come back, we'll talk about last week's decision in Nashville, the time frame to shut down the SEC tournament, and then the events that followed, including the cancellation of the NCAA tournament for both the men and women. Stay with us. This is Tiger Talk, presented by Say Insurance. We're back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faroe Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Whoa, we're going to Andy's.
Hi,
folks, this is Andy from Andy's Frozen Custard. After 30 years in business, we have found the ultimate combination of three ingredients. It's our super secret ooey gooey mix. Chunks of Heath Bar, fresh roasted almonds, and warm caramel, all blended together with Andy's Made Fresh Hourly Vanilla Frozen Custard for the ultimate ooey gooey concrete. It's so good, it's hard to get the spoon from your cup to your mouth and back to your cup fast enough. Available only at nearby Andy's Frozen Custard. You're going to love it.
Visit eatandys.com for the Andy's nearest you.
Most people don't enjoy a long drive from the airport, so why not choose Columbia Regional Airport? They offer free parking, short lines, and of course, a much shorter drive home. And with direct flights to Dallas, Denver, and Chicago, your trip just got a whole lot easier. Enjoy less time parking, less time in lines, less time on the highway, and more time warm and comfortable at home. Visit FlyCOU to see how affordable, convenient flights can be. Columbia Regional Airport. There sooner, home faster.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
What does safety mean to you? At Missouri Employers Mutual, it means that our customers can run their businesses with confidence. When you partner with MEM for Work Comp Insurance, you can be confident that your team is protected by programs proven to prevent injuries. Because when people are safe, they're happier and more successful. Missouri Employers Mutual. Confidence at work. Visit mem-ins.com for more.
One Missouri Lottery ticket isn't going to change a student's life. One ticket can only do so much good. But when Missourians come together and play, that good adds up to something greater. That good helps send our children to college and supports their dreams. That good does change the world. Thank you for supporting Missouri public education. Thank you for playing it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
Final edition of Tiger Talk. A little bit later, we'll hear from Konzo Martin. We'll also visit with one of Missouri's sponsors here on the Tiger Radio Network. We'll hear from Greg DeLine from DeLine Holdings. Lathrop GPM would like to recognize the Three Stripes Club, which honors student-athletes who represent the values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. This evening, we recognize Amber Smith with the women's basketball team. Lathrop GPM, a full-service law firm with deep Midwest roots, including offices in Jefferson City, St. Louis, and Kansas City, and now has nearly 400 attorneys and 14 offices from coast to coast. Jim Stirk is with us, and last week we were both in Nashville, Tennessee. We made the trip on Tuesday, got down to Nashville. I know we both had a great dinner because we were in the same restaurant on Tuesday evening. And then you move into meetings, athletic director meetings on Wednesday. And that's when things really started to, I don't know, snowball or become a little curious, maybe.
Yeah, evolve. And we actually had made a decision to limit crowds, mm-hmm. I think, on Wednesday, if I remember right. And we were going to limit the crowds, but at least let the first two games go off as scheduled because it was so late. And so by Thursday, it was going to be essential personnel only and limit it to, I think it was 140 mm-hmm. on a list that could enter. And then the NBA, the issue, you know, rose and they had someone positively identified and diagnosed and they suddenly shut their season down and then all bets were off and mm-hmm. everything just started to, like as you said, snowball from there.
Yeah, even Mark Emmert said that once Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz tested positive on Wednesday, they made the decision, did the NBA, to suspend its season. Then on Thursday morning, we wake up to the news that his teammate Donovan Mitchell had also tested positive for the virus. And that created a set of circumstances when at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, I am with Konzo Martin in the team meeting room, or just outside of it, and we're taping his pregame show with the anticipation that Missouri's playing basketball in the quarterfinals of the NIT tournament or the SEC tournament. against
Texas.
That's
where I thought we could go,
yeah,
by the way.
That's where we were all hoping there. Yeah, let's get there at least. But anyway, we thought we were playing basketball. And literally within an hour later, the plug had been pulled. And rightfully so.
Yeah, it was, I think it continued to, everyone continued to get more information. Obviously, not many people had been tested, and as the testing, more tests came out, and still we're in that kind of period today where we don't know how many people are actually carrying it, how many have the virus, and so I think it is prudent to limit it. That's the only way to do it is self-isolation and making sure that people aren't continuing to be around others.
This conference benefits from a lot of things, but one of the things it benefits greatly from is from great leadership, particularly with Greg Sankey, the commissioner. And you could tell, I had a chance to watch an interview that he did with ESPN immediately after the decision was made. You could tell the passion in his voice and the commitment to the student athletes, but also just how difficult this decision was for him to basically follow suit and put an end to the SEC tournament.
Yeah, it's it is a labor of love, and he really is a great leader. And for us, I texted him that night and just said, I just appreciate your leadership, and it's a tough time, but really respect the heck out of what he does and how he pulls us together as a conference, and we're united and we're working together, and it's very positive from that respect in tough times, and you need people like that to be able to do that.
Take us inside the meetings, though, on Wednesday, because they were kind of regularly scheduled, athletic director meetings, and then, it became more and more definitive that there was something of a greater concern out there. I mean, how did the mood change as the day progressed?
It became more and more sobering, I guess, as far as, we had our agenda and we were going to talk name, image, and likeness.
Right.
And coronavirus was one of the topics, but it was a topic or a list of 10 on our agenda. And we got to a little bit of name, image, and likeness, but not much. And the rest of the time was getting information from our campuses and finding out what the latest, what each of the campuses were doing, and where from the Center for Disease Control, and Greg was talking on a regular basis to the autonomy conferences, the other commissioners, so that we could be in sync from that standpoint. The NCAA surprised people by putting out that spring sports were going to be canceled on, I think they did it Thursday or so,
right. Yeah.
Thursday, that, and no one knew that was going to happen, and that was unfortunate that we didn't get that information or at least consulted with our with the commissioners so that it could be a coordinated effort, that they could have input into the decision so that we can all be together with it. But it's gotten there, but it's been a rough road to get there. And right now we're having each of the sports liaisons from the SEC are contacting the head coaches in each of the schools and getting information on how they feel maybe we restart this thing, mm-hmm. And getting ideas and thoughts about the NCAA declared a dead period, and so we're in a dead period as far as recruiting till I think at least the 15th, and we'll see where it goes from there. But those kinds of things need to be discussed so that we make that decision collectively and try to make the right decision.
Did you get any pushback from any of your head coaches?
Not at all.
Yeah, and they were all supportive of this.
Yeah, they, disappointed, obviously, mm-hmm. but and really, disappointed for the kids. I just, for Reed Nicko, for that mm-hmm. to be his last tournament. And now there's talk, with eligibility and, what – spring sports obviously are a group that we're really going to look at, and I think in some fashion they'll have the opportunity to have another year. Actually, for everyone, I think mm-hmm. it may end up being, but all the details haven't been determined, and I wish they would have maybe had a clearer plan mm-hmm. Before they released that. But one of the committees from the NCAA released, the coordinating committee released, that they were going to really look at that and then figure out the details later.
It's Missouri's Director of Athletics, Jim Sterk. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk continues after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to MoDOT.org/buckle up, phone down, and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
It's your month, America, because this is Ford Truck Month. Your month for great deals on legendary Ford trucks like F-150, Super Duty, and Ranger. Your month to drive Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks 43 years straight. Your month for big-time power, off-road capability, and turning heads around town. Your month to, well, you get the idea.
Based on 1977 through 2019 calendar year total sales.
Great deals, tough trucks. Oh, yeah, it's Ford Truck Month, all right.
If you started college but never finished, or have always wanted to get your degree, let Mizzou Online help you earn your stripes. Choose from 125 online programs, and now more bachelor's options than ever. Take career-advancing online classes in a format that works with your schedule. It looks like everything is coming up you. And you deserve an online degree that's designed to propel you forward. Start earning your online stripes at online.missouri.edu.
The next time you call your internet or phone company, say these three letters, M-I-Z. If they don't respond with Z-O-U, then you can be sure they're not local. At Socket, 100% of our employees live here in Missouri. So you're not just our customers, you're our friends and neighbors. We bet the other guys can't say that. Socket, calls answered locally, techie stuff explained simply. Local phone, internet, and data. Socket.net.
In our next segment, we'll visit with Missouri basketball coach Konzo Martin. Tigers director of athletics Jim Stirk is with us. This is Tiger Talk. Normally, we would be at our site, a Cheerleader Pub and Grill, but we're at the studios of Zimmer Radio in Columbia tonight, presented by Say Insurance. You can join us next season at Cheerleader. It begins at 7 o'clock every Thursday night during the football season with Tiger Talk, and then we transition to Mondays if things stay the same, beginning during the basketball season. But presented by Say Insurance, Cheerleader, conveniently located at the intersection of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63. Jim Stirk is with us in the final segment with Missouri's Director of Athletics. Obviously, when you cancel an event like the NCAA tournament, which is a $1 billion proposition for those involved, it has a huge impact. We don't know the impact for the individual schools, but you start to think, I think, from a fan's perspective, certainly from my perspective, I know from your perspective, how do you make that up?
Yeah, that's the billion-dollar question, I guess. Mm-hmm. It is, because really the NCAA operates, I think it's probably 85 to 90% of their revenue, their operational revenue to run the championships, not only for Division I, but Division II and III, and all the benefits that come with it are funded by the men's basketball tournament. And people may not realize, football revenue, the postseason is controlled by the conferences, and so that's just shared with the conferences. It is not shared throughout all of Division I, and so so there's a difference. And basketball is, I think I read where it was 1939, and there hasn't been an interruption in that time, and so it's really, really unfortunate. And just the opportunities, and so how do you recreate it? The financials are another matter. I think that you kind of take that separately. And what does that mean for us? I know there's some kind of insurance, but I'm not sure, you know, how much it covers. The NCAA had a rainy day fund, if you will, and I think that's been taken down over time. And so I don't think they have the money to cover what's happening. Each of the institutions, you know, the looking at Mizzou, you know, when all those kids leave, the revenue from meals and all the dorms and all of those things add up. And so where does that mean for us? I'm not sure. From athletic standpoint, you know, most of our revenue that we create is already in. It's already captured, if you will, in football and basketball revenues. And the spring sports generate a little bit, but not much. And we'll see as far as our travel how much we can recapture from that, because a lot of times you have to put deposits down on hotel rooms and travel and airline travel and all that. So that we'll sort that out in the weeks ahead. But it's obviously, you know, a lot of unknowns right now.
As you look back to the two individual basketball seasons, men's and women's, I mean, obviously they didn't go the way that anyone had hoped. Both missed postseason play or were on the verge of missing postseason play. As you evaluate those two programs, what comes to mind, Jim?
Just that we have, you know, two, I couldn't ask for better coaches, you know, leading those programs, and that are veteran coaches. You saw Robin already get a high-level commitment, you know, right before they shut it all down. And I think we got our letter of intent quickly before that occurred. But Konzo, for instance, he's been a head coach 11 years. He's averaged 20 wins those 11 years. He knows how to coach, and I'm excited about the future under his leadership, as I am with Robin and each of our head coaches. I'm really excited about the group that we have. And if there was a year to not make postseason, it might be the year, you know, that this year, that the way it's ended up, that we can restart. And I know they're already thinking that way of how they're going to develop their team for next year.
In the meantime, you have a football coach and a staff that works for him that's chomping at the bit to continue to get things rolling here.
Yeah, as we talked, you know, with Coach Drinkwitz on, you know, as things were developing, and you know, he was sure hoping that we could get in the practices before spring break and at least get that done, but unable to do that. Somehow, you know, some way, we've got to figure out. You know, do we have mini camps maybe later in this spring? Maybe it's May or June, kind of like the pros do, and build up to the fall practice, or you start fall practice based on the number of spring practices you didn't get in. I'm not sure how it's done, but we're gonna be getting input from the coaches, and then ultimately the SEC make a recommendation to the NCAA how it's done.
Do you have events planned on it? I know you probably do from a departmental standpoint in terms of, you know, caravans were always a big part of what you did during the course of the spring. How are those impacted?
We had a huge caravan planned as far as, you know, places we were going, even outside the state this year, especially so that they could meet with Coach Drink and know where our program's going. I'm not sure actually what we'll do right now up until May, I think, 10th is kind of the deadline that they threw out there. The Center for Disease Control threw out there. I think the events up until that time are going to be suspended, and then we'll see where we can go from there.
It's great to see you tonight. I appreciate you taking time to be with us.
It's great to be here.
All right, that's Jim Sturt, Missouri's Director of Athletics. I'm Mike Kelly. When we come back, a conversation with Konzo Martin. Up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light, we've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer, Natural Light, Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, ales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Aqua Adam here from Echo Water Systems. You want perfection? Echo Water is water perfection. From the best tasting water to lower energy bills and better performing appliances, you'd be surprised at how an Echo Water System can improve your life. Whether it be at your home or business, drink delicious tasting Echo Water. From chlorine free refiners to reverse osmosis drinking water systems, experience the Echo Water difference. Visit us online at echowater.com.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at ProPlan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
One Missouri lottery ticket isn't going to change a student's life. One ticket can only do so much good. But when Missourians come together and play, that good adds up to something greater. That good helps send our children to college and supports their dreams. That good does change the world. Thank you for supporting Missouri public education. Thank you for playing it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
Welcome back into Tiger Talk. I'm Mike Kelly. Special edition, our final edition of the show for this season, as the season for Missouri's basketball team came to a close on Thursday while the Tigers were in Atlanta, or were in Nashville, getting ready for the SEC tournament, scheduled to play that night against Texas A&M. But of course, as you know, and as we've been talking about all hour, COVID-19 and the decision by Greg Sankey and the Board of Directors with the SEC canceled the tournament. Let's bring into the conversation the head coach of the Tigers, Konzo Martin. And first of all, thanks for taking time. It's always great to have a chance to chat with you, so I sincerely appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you, Mike.
As we both remember, the time in Nashville last week, it was certainly a fluid time, wasn't it? We arrive on Tuesday. Your team goes straight to practice. You practice at the arena on Wednesday after having a shoot around at another facility. You got up on Thursday morning, and at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning, you and I did our pregame show for that night's game. At that point in time, we both thought there was still going to be basketball to be played, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. You know, and it's just strange because, you know, with all the stuff going around, which rightfully so, you want the well-being for the fans and families, everybody involved, but you know, they get to a point where nobody's really asking the question, what about the players that are playing the game, the officials that officiate the game? And all of a sudden, hours later, it comes out that we're not playing the game. And I really feel like it's the right thing to do because it's safety first and foremost. I think we were excited to play basketball, energetic and ready to have some fun. You know, we went over Texas A&M enough, and it was unfortunate news, but fortunately for everybody, hopefully it works out well.
Coach, the second question that I asked you on your pregame show that morning was, should we be playing the tournament? And you were very emphatic. No, we should not. Elaborate on that.
Well, because, again, this is a sport, and it's a high-level sport, and you have a lot of fanfare, fan appreciation. And on the other side, there's a lot of money involved. Not that that's the reason why you play the game or don't play the game, but you're talking about conference tournaments, which is exciting times for everybody. Then you have the NCAA tournament following that. There are a lot of teams that are jockeying to get in the NCAA tournament, all those things that are involved. But at the end of the day, when you have something this serious and there's so many unknowns with it, the best thing to do is to shut it down. I really felt that way, and I love to play and I love to compete. But, man, you have to do what's best for everybody involved. And it's a human welfare situation first, then the game part is second. And for me, they don't even – there's no scale to balance the two.
Even Mark Emmert of the NCAA, the president of the NCAA, said that when Rudy Gobert tested positive, that was pretty much the line in the sand for everyone else involved in the game.
And I, you know what happened, and just naive and so many unknowns again for all of us, it just – for some reason, I don't know where we thought that it couldn't happen to athletes. Like, okay, let's make sure everybody else is safe. And it's like, man, wait, we're still human. We're playing an actual game. So why can't it happen to us? And I would ask myself that question. But, again, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. And you always leave it up to people that do know. And then when it happened to Rudy that night or maybe that morning, I said to Roberta, I said, I don't think we should be playing, and I doubt if we will play. But, again, you didn't know until it came out and said it.
So, Coach, let's go back through that for a little bit, if we can, that time frame on Thursday morning. I know that Sarah Reisman and Jim Stirk and those involved in athletic administration were in constant contact with you and with Paul Rohrvig, and then you sharing with your coaching staff and with your staff and also with your players. But as the message was presented, how was it presented to you, and when was it presented to you that, in effect, the season was over?
Well, the great thing about Jim and Sarah, I think they were in constant communication first with the NCAA as well as Greg Sankey, and in line with Greg Sankey speaking to other leagues, so everybody's on the same page. So I thought everybody did a great job from an administrative standpoint, gathering the information and passing it down so we're all on the same page. So the backdrop, what I said to our staff when everything is kind of swirling around, what we want to do is keep our players on edge, even though they read what they read. So some things you can't control, but let's try to keep our guys on edge to be ready to play a game. Because what happens, I think the minute as a player, and I know for me, you let your guard down and there's comfort. Now you're not on edge to play the actual game. So let's let our players know what they need to know. If we're playing a game, we're playing a game. So we approached everything like we were playing a game until we were not playing a game. And when I got the information from Sarah and Jim that we weren't playing a game, we rallied our players around because they were still in the hotel. And so probably 15 minutes later, we met with our players and our staff just to communicate what was going on at that point. So, again, our guys were, you know, ready to play the game. And some of the stuff, they were getting it real time via, you know, social media when we were getting it. So luckily for our guys, I mean, they're sound guys, they're good guys. They wanted to play the game, but they knew the importance of let's be ready if we're playing or we're not playing the game. So everybody's right there. So it worked out well for us.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that was bizarre for me is, you know, being in Nashville and seeing what is normally a flurry of activity, particularly on that Thursday morning when you know there are four games going to be played at Bridgestone Arena in the SEC tournament, that hotel is a buzz. And on that Thursday morning, it was basically desolate. It was the four teams and the staffs and those that are associated with those teams that were inside the Renaissance Hotel. I mean, the lobby was empty. The restaurant was empty. It just had a real surreal feel to it, didn't it?
And I think the biggest thing, everybody's ready to get home because of the unknowns. And then you're talking about this, the scare of being in public or, you know, coming in contact with other people. So now you start looking at people that you're with. So anybody coughing, anything, just because you don't know. I mean, it was crazy because I couldn't cough in peace. It's like, hey, man, so everybody was on edge because they didn't know. And I think for us, I mean, I think from an administrative standpoint, even Florida's program, I think A&M, LSU, everybody was all on deck to do what was needed to get done. And everybody was in and out of the hotel and just like, we'll see what happens next. And again, you don't know. And just one day at a time, and I think the safety was the most important for your program, your families, and your administration.
Hey, let me share a story with you. And I don't know if I've been fighting a cold for the last 2 weeks, and so I felt like I had to sequester myself as we were trying to figure it all out. Oh, man. But then, and again, the credit to Paul Rohrvig, your director of basketball operations, who is the best. I mean, and for him to be able to communicate in a timely manner with the charter companies and with the bus companies and to be able to get out of Nashville within hours of finding out that decision when, oh, by the way, virtually every other team in America is trying to use that same charter service. For Mizzou to accomplish that and get out within hours, I mean, that was terrific.
Well, Paul's as good as it gets when you're talking direct ops and administration. He's one of those guys, if all said and done, if he chooses to, he can be an athletic director at some point at that level because he has that ability, the mental capacity, he has the sports background to understand what it takes to be successful in that department.
That's Castle Martin. I might tell you, this is our final edition of Tiger Talk for this season. We're going to take a break. When we come back with the head coach, we'll talk about the season that was and also talk about what his players are doing now. That's after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Off-season for Mizzou fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round. Now with Regions Your Pick Studio, you can
M-I-Z-Z-O-U
wherever you go with a personalized check card. And with Regions Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit yourpicks.regions.com. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Move better, feel better, simply live better with Wilson's Fitness. 5 locations, over 250 weekly group fitness classes, and training for all ages and abilities. Move better. At Wilson's, everybody is perfectly imperfect. Unlock the best version of you. Feel better. Wilson spends time with you to discover the safest and most effective workout. Live better. Escape reality in the saltwater pool, detox in the sauna, or heat things up with hot yoga at Wilson's Fitness.
At MU Healthcare, we're as serious about allergies as we are about Alzheimer's, because every health issue is important, which is why we're prepared for any patient who walks through our doors. We have 600 physicians and more than 80 specialties working together to coordinate every part of your care, whether it's extreme or routine. That's academic medicine. That's MU Healthcare.
Your new apartment's big. Such a great deal.
It's okay.
Just okay? What's not too...
Right above the subway!
Well, I bet you don't even notice it after the...
That's my neighbor, Angus!
A deal that's just okay is not okay. Get a great deal with America's best network. Come into an AT&T store to find out how to get one of our popular smartphones for $0 down. Based on GWS One Score, September 2019.
Founded on integrity, dedicated to results, Malley Commercial Realty was founded in 1993 with the goal of leading clients in personal and efficient commercial real estate brokerage. Malley Commercial Realty has helped countless companies find the perfect location to grow their business and find success. Whatever your real estate objective, Malley Commercial Realty can make it happen. We are committed to complete client service, sharing our knowledge and experience, and walking you through the process every step of the way. Call 573-443-3200 or visit malleyrealty.com and put our experience to work for you.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader Pub & Grill is your destination location for all things Mizzou. Cheerleader Pub & Grill, proud to be the new home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
I'm Mike Kelly. Continue our conversation with Mizzou head coach Konzo Martin on our final Tiger Talk of the season. When we return for our next segment, final segment of the show, we'll introduce you to one of the sponsors of Mizzou Athletics on the Tiger Network, Greg DeLine from DeLine Holdings. And we'll talk about his passion for Mizzou and why it's important for his company to be involved with Mizzou Athletics. But visiting with Coach Martin, this is the last segment we'll get a chance to visit with him, as this is our last show of the season. Coach, you get back to Columbia, school is online, you know, they're going to more of an online platform, so no classroom setting. How many of your players elected to go home, and what was your message to them when you returned to Columbia and news became that it was moving to more of an online format with, oh, by the way, spring break just a week from as we speak?
Well, the first thing we talk about, you know, let's make sure we take everything we need to take care of here. Get anything and everything out of your locker room that you need to get out, that you won't, say, for example, you won't be back in here for a month or so. So assuming you don't need these things, but whatever you need, take it out. Then the academic piece, we have a great academic team, and it starts with Tammy Cheever. She does a tremendous job of understanding what each student athlete needs. So now when you have online courses, it's the responsibility of our young guys, our young men, and we talk to them about the academic piece, being responsible, being accountable to do your job. And I think it comes to a premium now when you don't have coaches kind of hovering around, you don't have actual class, and there's so much downtime when you're dealing with online courses. But even not so much the online courses, but the academic support, where you might have to FaceTime with a tutor to get stuff done. So the responsibility of each young guy is very important that they do what they need to do to be successful in the classroom, because we say it all the time, it's not just being a student athlete, but being a successful student athlete. And if you can earn an A and be successful in that class. So understand that part. Now, it's easier said than done because there's so much downtime and there's so many unknowns for everybody, even from an administrative standpoint. All your classes that you had classes that were in the classroom, now they're online. So now the adjustments for the professor, putting it online. So now those guys have to make sure they're in a timely manner. So all those things. And what happens, some of our guys are going home, and most of them will probably go home at some point. So now the accountability, again, when you're away from here, when you're working out and you're doing the things you need to do, and you're seeing on time. So all that stuff really matters. So even though our staff, we won't have actual contact with most of our players, we still need to be in contact via phone or FaceTime.
Hey, Coach, how would that normally work into the season? Would you normally do kind of a season exit interview with each individual player?
Yeah, we always do that. And again, I'm not sure how a lot of programs operate, but for us, we always meet with our guys all the time. It's not necessarily in my office meeting. You know, they meet with each staff member has one or two guys from an academic standpoint. So, like Coach Cohen, he might have two players that he's their academic coach, even though they have the academic advice. Now, we can't do the work with coaches, but what happens, how is your class today? How is this going? And then in that time, you also talk about how's the family at home? How's everything going? So there's still interaction, even though you do it all the time, but that's a sound set of – We're sitting down. I need to talk to you. I need to see your eyes. I need to see what's going on. And then you start your day. We do that all the time. So now, as far as exit, most exits are really with our senior guys, to be precise. And as always, here's what I see. What's the next step? How can we help you get better? Where are you trying to go? Let's help you get this. If you need to sound the agent, all those things we talk about now. So we're all on deck as a staff to make that work. Then from a basketball standpoint, we're returning players. It's like, here's the things we got to work on as you go into the – in the spring and the summer, here's what you have to get better. Here's what we got to work on. And I ask all of them, how can I get better? Meaning, tell me, how can I get better? Sometimes it's uncomfortable for young guys, but when older guys return, here's coach, I think you can get better. I think you can help this guy with this. I think you're hauling this guy. All those things. And I really appreciate when guys are excellent, especially as older guys, because they're candid with you. Knowing when guys are older, as juniors and seniors, they speak candidly and not feel like, I don't want to be in confrontation with coach. I don't know how coach receives this, because we build such a relationship and it's a genuine one, and they know how, in most cases, I receive it.
So, Coach, among the things being talked about, among the things being considered in light of the delay with the spring sports season and the end of the basketball season, is a consideration to possibly giving an additional year of eligibility to those seniors that are impacted by this stoppage in play. First of all, what would be your reaction to that? And from a program building standpoint, it only impacts one player for you. Just your reaction and what do you think, how do you think Reed might respond if that opportunity presents itself?
Well, my reaction is because it is, and if I don't answer that correctly, please ask me again. But my reaction, first and foremost, You come to college to get a degree. Yes, you're on the scholarship to play a sport, but the goal is to get a degree. And if you can get your master's, great. But the goal is to improve your education, to get a degree so you can live a successful life and with your job and have a successful career. That's the goal. Now, when it comes to the sport, if you're a spring sport, I think you would have an opportunity to do it over. Now, I'm not an athletic director, but I think with all the spring sports, they should have an opportunity to do it over some type of way. that they need to somehow rectify that situation with spring sports. But I think for us as basketball players, wherever it stopped is over. It's not as we missed out on 28 games. It's over. So whatever didn't happen, it didn't happen. Life goes on. And I think with Reed, I'm not sure because Reed has a plan. I don't think Reed would come back because he has a plan to live his life and be successful. So again, I don't think he'd be gung-ho to say, I want to go back. Now, again, would he think about it? Yes, because these are his teammates. I want to finish it because he's that type of guy. I think he'd be ready to go ahead and live his life. But I think for some, in most cases, you probably didn't prepare as well. Or I wish I would have did this with, and I'm not ready to go live. But I think Reed's ready to go live his life. Now, again, if they said they can come back, I welcome Reed with open arms. No question about it. But I think spring sports, of course, whatever you need to do to help that situation. With us, this is over.
No, and I agree with you. And it becomes a balancing issue, too, in terms of players that are departing and players that are coming in. And you know, there are a lot of things that have to be considered. As you look back on this season, finally, it's a team that finishes 15-16 and 7-11 in the SEC. As you reflect on this season, what are some of the things that you will take away from this year?
Well, I like the growth. I think the things for us, if I can use a theme, consistency. And I think consistency meaning we have to continue to work to get our turnovers down consistent. I thought we made progress in that area. We have to do a better job of finishing at the rim and making layups. And that's guards and bigs. We have to do a better job of making three-point shots. And I would have thought we'd been a better three-point shooting team than what we showed. And I think after that consistency, I think guys like Trey Jackson will grow. I think Kobe Bryant, Brown, those guys will grow. They'll be much better. I think our will really grow. I think Drew Smith did some great things. I think he'll be a much better player just a year going through it. I think Parker Brown is a very talented player. I think he'll continue to grow. So I like where we are. But I think the biggest thing is the consistency. And I don't want to ever use an excuse of, you know, Jeremiah and Mark being down, because it's your job as a coach to have the other guys ready because you have 13 scholarships. So that's not it at all, because I think even when they were out, there was things that we could have corrected as a coaching staff, and it starts with me first. And all those little things, they add up to big things. So, again, I think there's a lot of room to grow. I'm excited about, you know, what we have returned and where we are, and just – yeah, consistency would be the thing for me.
Hey, Coach, thank you so much for all of your help this season, for all of your time. I'm not the easiest guy to be around, and I recognize that. So I appreciate your friendship.
No, Mike, I enjoy what you do, man. Thank you, and have a great day.
All right, my best, Roberta. Thank you. That's Konzo Martin. Our final segment of Tiger Talk is up next on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Incredible athletes know the right nutrition can make all the difference. And the same is true for your incredible dog or cat. The advanced nutrition of Purina Pro Plan is available in more than 80 formulas, with one that can help your pet break through to their best self. Find the formula that's right for your pet with a food recommendation from our experts at proplan.com/myplan. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2019 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Credit or debit?
Debit.
Okay, go ahead and insert your card. Hold on. Is that a Tiger checking card from Central Bank?
It is. I just got it.
So you haven't used it yet?
No. Why? Is there a problem?
Not if you're a Tiger fan.
Oh, I'm a huge fan.
Go ahead then.
Here it goes.
Oh! Happens every time!
Show your true colors with Tiger Checking from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Member FDIC.
Final segment of Tiger Talk, final Tiger Talk of the season. We're operating from the Zimmer Radio Group in Columbia, Missouri. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they believe car insurance should be simple so drivers know what they are paying for and why. Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe and your Missouri General Assembly encourage you to visit buymissouri.net, where you'll find great Missouri manufacturers like Burger Smokehouse, a smoked and cured meats manufacturer located in California, Missouri. Learn more about the Buy Missouri program and manufacturers like Burger's Smokehouse at buymissouri.net. We can't do what we do on the Tiger Network without the support of many great sponsors, like the individual that we're about to introduce you to. He is a native of Macon, Missouri, and also one of the good guys that I've come to know through the last several years. He's the president and founder of DeLine Holdings. We say good evening to Greg DeLine. How are you today?
I'm good, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. First of all, for those that don't know, tell us about the companies that incorporate DeLine Holdings.
I own a network of manufactured housing, retail sales lots, and that spawned a trucking company. And we do about 70% of Clayton's transportation nationally now. And I started my career years ago being a banker, and so I always tell people I never quit being a banker. With financing, with manufactured a good way to do that's with real estate involved. So I've developed a mortgage lender, and we operate, of course, in about 10, 12 states.
Greg, why is it important to DeLine Holdings to have a relationship with Mizzou Sports Properties and the athletic department at the University of Missouri?
Because I'm a big fan. I have been such a fan. I played sports in Macon, of course, and starry-eyed kid, and I've had my same football tickets for just shy of 40 years, the very same seats. And I credit my sports activities with my competitive edge. I really honestly believe, Mike, that those coaches up there, they were great, and they just instilled a competitive nature in us and the desire to win and win right, to do it right.
But part of your marketing campaign with Mizzou Sports Properties was to touch and impact kids. Elaborate on that.
Well, again, I think all of us have that little person inside of us, and maybe me more so than some. I don't know. I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks, I guess maybe some people might say, and I just like to give back. I tell people all the time I want to leave the world better than I found it, and those little fellows just touch my heart.
You have a lot of great people that work for you. Take a little time to salute some of those folks.
Oh, absolutely. Randy Minshew is my ops guy. My oldest daughter, Amy Briggs, works for me, and her husband actually is offensive coordinator for Ted LePage, a name that a lot of people would know in mid-Missouri. He's down at Blair Oaks now, and we've just got up and down the line awesome, tremendous folks that work tirelessly every day.
Greg, as I know, you are a competitive guy. You're a guy that loves to see Missouri win. And you're also a guy that isn't afraid to show your excitement when Missouri's doing well.
Absolutely, go Mizzou, M-I-Z, I think I make a deal with the university, you know, and so when I buy tickets, I want somebody to be in the seat and go win or lose, I just feel like that the players deserve that, so I like to make sure that when we do that and do something that we have participation.
Greg, thank you so much. Greg DeLine, the president and founder of DeLine Holdings, we appreciate your support.
Thanks so much, Mike. I appreciate the opportunity.
That is Greg DeLine. Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe and your Missouri General Assembly encourage you to visit buymissouri.net, where you'll find great Missouri manufacturers like Continental Bag Company, a quality textile sewing manufacturer located in Mexico, Missouri, since 1927. Learn more about the Buy Missouri program and manufacturers like Continental Bag Company at buymissouri.net. Tiger Talk presented each and every week by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to find the car insurance that is right for them. Well, this completes our run for this season of Tiger Talk. I'm Mike Kelly. It's been an honor to host this show every season since, can you believe it, 1989. Tonight's final show, though, a lot of people involved in making sure that it happened as we move to a different location. Our thanks to Josh Pell from Mizzou Sports Properties, Nick Jost from Athletics, Jim Sterk, Konzo Martin, Greg DeLine, but also Mike Mayfield and Shelly Kofsky. Mike running the show for us here in Columbia at Zimmer Radio Group and Shelly Kofsky in Jefferson City. I'm Mike Kelly for all of us at the Tiger Radio Network. We'll see you right before the start of the football season on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, Tiger Talk has been presented by Say Insurance. At Say Insurance, they give drivers the know-how they need to choose the car insurance coverage that's right for them. Also brought to you by Natty Light Seltzer. This basketball season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network. We'll be right back.